So, I'm Till Kampeter, leader of Open Printing, and by making a snap packets of cups, I've learned snapping and done and made a lot of experience in snap, and so I got a snap enthusiast, and I'm also working at Canonical, and this way came up to giving also workshops in snap and so on, and giving talks about snap. And here on the fourth stamp, I want to tell once what snap is and how it works, and second about an all snap Linux distribution, Ubuntu Core and Ubuntu Core Desktop, and to show that snap gives you something a little bit like how smartphones work. And so it makes it very easy for the end user to maintain their system. So what the hell are snaps, and why should I use them? So if one have an open source project, usually they develop some application. And this application is published as its source code. For most users, it is much too difficult to download the source code and to compile it. Usually they even do not have the compilers installed and do not know what they have to install to get the compilers. And so there are other distributions. They fortunately make distro packages. And naturally, there are so many applications that the distributions do not cover everything, so you cannot be sure that you actually get a distro package. And also, the distributions they make and update the distro packages until they release the distro version. And after that, for that distro version, they do not make new versions of that package. And so this is a little bit frustrating for users. And this can easily turn users away. And so this is a nightmare, a little bit, yes. And so there is a solution. It is when you have probably a smartphone, and there you can easily download and install applications via the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. And independent whether you have a Samsung, a Pixel, or something else with all somewhat different Android versions, it's the same applications which you get from the Snap Store, from the Google Play Store, yes. And you know also Canonical, they have also created an operating system, Ubuntu Touch, a smartphone operating system. They are not doing this anymore, but we have a UbiPorts booth because the community continued, and they learned from that. They did not throw all the experience away. They developed based on starting from the ideas of their Qlik package format, a package format for computers, for embedded and servers in the beginning, but later also for desktop, and that is Snap. And Snap, we have a Snap store, and we can install applications on different distros, on different distro versions. We have a form of distro independent packaging for computers running Linux as IoT server or desktop. And by the way, Snap is 10 years old. It started in 2014. And so we have a sandbox packaging, which means every application is in a security capsule, and one application cannot access the space of the other and cannot access the system. And it is operating system distribution independent, because these snaps, they bring all the dependencies, the libraries you need, and so. So you do not rely on the distribution where you install it. And so it installs on many different distributions like Ubuntu, Debian, SUSE, Red Hat, Windows, or whatsoever. And your application, as I say, for the sandbox packaging, we have a security shell. This means every application is in a capsule made of UpArmor's seccomp and namespaces, which prevents it from accessing the space of other applications, of other snaps, or of the operating system. And you need very well-defined interfaces. You must define when you create a snap which interfaces for the outside communication you want to use. And only through these interfaces your snap can communicate. For example, network cups or DNSSD, Avahi, or so on. And so it is very well defined how the snapped application can communicate with the outside world. So this gives you security and privacy. And if there are interfaces which are dangerous, which can modify the outside system, for example, or read data which could be private, then these interfaces are considered dangerous, when you put such snaps which connect dangerous interfaces into the snap store, users have to connect them by hand, or you need a special permission of the snap store for those connecting automatically. And with this, we can trust third-party apps. We are not, for a distribution, we are not needing any more that we can only trust our own distro maintainers and need everything packaged by our own distro maintainers. We can trust third-party packages, and so we can access a lot of different applications, like with the Google Play Store and the smartphone. So, and Snap has also some special features which perhaps other sandbox packaging methods not necessarily have. And the first thing is, don't fear the daemons. We are snapping them too. Snap allows packaging daemons and system applications. And also, even what we will see later, some kernel, boot system, desktop environment, you can snap everything. And one thing is also packaging can now move from distros to upstream, which means instead of 10 distros all by themselves reinventing the wheel by packaging for themselves, the upstream can package and test once and all distros can use it. And so employees of distro vendors can concentrate on the core distro. And we can also, and we will also see how it goes into immutable distros, all snap distro, in our case, all snap distros, Ubuntu core. And a snap one can a little bit consider an immutable application, because you have also the file system of the snap, and which is also read-only, and this we will see now. Now we look into how snaps work. The snap core, the snap file system, the application's file system, is a compressed GPG signed read-only squash.fs image, which we simply mount. We even do not uncompress it. Therefore, we save a lot of memory, a lot of storage, and also memory. And it includes also the metadata of the snap. And when we install the snap, also a writable area in the file system inside the capsule of the snap is defined. so that the application can write to somewhere. And we have five types of different snaps. We have apps, we have core snaps, we have, which is the operating system core. We have the gadget snaps, which is the boot system. We have kernel snaps, and we have desktop session snaps like GNOME or KDE or so. And we can, and when they are updated, we can handle binary diffs so that we can much more quickly have much quicker downloads. And they are available for most distros. You can install SnapD on many distros. And they exist since 14.0 for Ubuntu. It is default already included SnapD since Ubuntu 14.0 for 10 years. And as I said, security, we have the GPG signed read-only file system for the application, so it cannot be modified by any malware. And we have the confinement, app armor, seccomp and namespaces, and the executables are called through wrappers, snapd, snapconfirm, so that the security is enforced. And the snaps are root safe. Due to the encapsulation, we can run an application as root, but it cannot access, it cannot modify anything in the environment because it's in the capsule. And so daemon snaps, the daemons run as root. And so we do not need any special users and special groups. And they are storage efficient due to the case that when we mount the immutable file system of them, that this file system is not actually uncompressed. And we have also additional tricks, so-called, once the core snap contains the core operating system, libg, glib, and all the standard libraries. So this is mounted into the capsule of the snap too, this core snap, so that the essential parts of the operating system are available for the snap. And we have content provider snap, for example, for GNOME with all GNOME libraries, for KDE with all KDE libraries, so that this can be shared by the snaps too. And as I said, safe interfaces and dangerous interfaces. An interface between snaps or between the snap and the core system, then the snapd snap is the providing snap. We have slots and plugs. Yes, we have slots and plugs for connecting the snap, for connecting between two snaps or between one snap and the system itself. And only due to, and they are connected, plug with slot, and this gives a defined connection for communication to the outside of the snap. And you get save interfaces. When you use a save interface and upload your snap to the snap store and someone installs it, this interface is connected automatically. And a dangerous interface, when the user downloads a snap which uses a dangerous interface, the user usually has to connect it by hand, or the snap store is given special permission, then this is also connected automatically. And now, for the updating is when you update the snap, the new snap is downloaded and mounted, but the old snap is not deleted. So, and the new snap is in a new immutable file system. So the new snap is installed and put in use. And if you have any problems with it, because the old snap, always the previous one, is not deleted, you can easily step back. And so it's not a big problem when a new version introduces a bug and does not work. You can easily step back to the previous one. But the previous of the previous, that is actually deleted. So, and As Snap started, it was a part of for Ubuntu Core, for the Ubuntu Core operating system by IoT. At Canonical, we wanted to have an IoT operating system, Ubuntu Core, and this we have created already back in 2014 as an immutable operating system with Snap as the packaging format. This is the start of Snap. And the immutable operating system, it has not only one single core as most others have, it has some modules in the operating system itself. It has the kernel as one Snap, the gadget, which is the boot system, and the definition of partitioning and so on. This is also a Snap. And the core operating system, these are the base libraries I mentioned already for the Snaps, glib, libc, and whatever, is a third Snap. And these three Snaps give you the operating system which you can boot. They come on one image, but you can, once installed, you can update and replace them separately. For example, replacing the kernel by a gaming kernel or so. And these, and onto these, where once you have these three, you install application snaps. These are the ones which I mentioned, an application which is packaged as Snap. So, and this is the Ubuntu Core operating system. And the Ubuntu Core and updates are also modular, like with the application snaps. When you update a snap of the Ubuntu Core operating system, for example, the core snap, then the new core snap is loaded and activated, but the old one is not deleted, so you can step back. And if you update the kernel, it can even step automatically back if the kernel does not succeed to boot. So when it hangs, when it tries to boot and hangs somewhere, gives a kernel panic, then it automatically steps back and reboots. So if there's a problem, if you update into a bad kernel, the boot simply takes longer and you are back in the old kernel. And now, this Ubuntu Core from 2014 in 2023 was extended to Ubuntu Core Desktop. So we take the Ubuntu Core and onto it we put a desktop by an additional snap, which is the Ubuntu Desktop Session snap. It is currently at Canonical. Thank you. At Canonical, it is a Wayland with GNOME, but as it's an exchangeable snaps, for example, the Kubuntu folks can snap KDE, for example, and all the other flavors can also contribute a desktop session snap. In this way, we get flavors of Ubuntu Core Desktop. And we have the application, which this time can be desktop applications. And it is distributed also as an image, and usually with the base, with gadget kernel and core system, but in the image you have also the desktop session and some initial apps so that you have a complete desktop the user can start with. It's all in an image, but once the image is installed, as usual, you can update and replace everything separately. A little bit like Lego pieces or like a framework laptop in software. And you would think, how do I do development on a system where everything is encapsulated and separated? What we do there, we use LXD containers and do the development in an LXD container. And we take an LXD container of the operating system we want to develop under, and inside this we compile, we run all the tools and so on, and test and so. So we do not need to snap our application, which we are developing all the time, to be able to test it. And so this, and for this we have a graphical front end named workshop. There you can easily choose which operating system, not only Ubuntu but also Red Hat, Arch, SUSE, and whatever. And so you can develop, but it needs still some work. For example, that one can have a snapped IDE running natively, but working on the containers. And what we have still to be done to make the system perfect and complete is, once for gaming we need NVIDIA proprietary driver support. This is still in the works and not yet ready. And for productivity, we need to make the printer setup tools work with the new CUPS 3.x, which I've mentioned in my first talk today in the morning. So that as in Ubuntu Core Desktop, when CUPS is encapsulated, it cannot access to classic CUPS drivers outside of CUPS. So it can only access to IPP printers, and then we need to change the printer setup tools. We also need to, for productivity, to introduce scanner applications so that we can add scanner drivers to Ubuntu Core Desktop. And we need to improve the development part so that we can have a snap of an IDE, and that this snap can access the files and do the operations on the LXD containers in which we are developing. And what still is missing is TPM, full disk encryption, needs still to be done. And remote management of fleets with Canonical's landscape, as the secure and modular Ubuntu Core Desktop is also an ideal distribution for companies who have many computers and want to have an easy maintenance of the systems. So remote maintaining is also an important part. And then Active Directory login also for the enterprise desktop. And the infrastructure to make it available as a distro. That we make the ISOs, that we have testing plans and testing scripting, CI, stable release tracks and documentation and so on. But this is all planned for the next month at Canonical, that these steps will be done. So I think I'm also, I have it now. Yes, that was it. You can also see snapcraft.io. There you find the snap. There you find everything about Snap. There we have also a forum for questions, and here are also some links. And are there any questions?
We actually don't have time for questions. That was it for you. But thank you so much for your talk.
Yeah. Thank you. And now we have a demo of Ubuntu Core Desktop here behind that door. And there you can, if you have questions, there's me, there is Philip Kevish, community manager of Canonical. And there we can talk more about Snap and Ubuntu Core Desktop.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks.